I'd like to introduce to you Barb Holder. Barb Holder is a longtime neighbor and friend, 45 years, and she's a retired director of the Siskiyou Klamath National Forest. 45 years, Carlsfest.
Oh, my, I knew it was somewhere around 40, but I didn't know it was quite that long. I'll keep this short because I know a lot of people want to say special things about Carl. So I guess it was about 45 years ago that I heard a knock on my door, and I opened it, and there was this in his work clothes, let's say, person wanting to know if he could pick mugwort in the meadow. I thought he was not all there. Anyway, I learned about mugwort, and that was one of the things he picked. We became friends and neighbors. My parents were friends and neighbors of Carl and Marge. I wanted to share some of the early times because I think I go back a long way with this family. And there are others who can share the professional times, although Carl and I were not only friends, we worked together professionally. I remember early life on the 100 Road with Carl's parents and Stan and Carl. I remember them milling wood. There was always something interesting going on. There was canning. There were books stacked all over and magazines and interesting reading materials. And in several of the corners, you could usually find mushrooms dropping their spores on pieces of paper for positive identification of the mushrooms that they had collected all around them. It was really an interesting place. And you can't go back this far without mentioning the slaves' quarters. Carl and Stan lived in this little cabin just off the house. I'm not sure whoever went in there. I know I never did. And it was what?
Smart move.
Yes, I sort of figured it was at the time. It was their own space and place. But anyway, I reflect on those early times, and I think of the joy, the family reunions, and we attended some of those early on, and the joy that Stan and Carl had being partners in the pollen business and living in that wonderful country place, doing the country things. I think Carl would say those were some really, really happy years. And of course, later on, he moved to live with Marty, which was a whole nother chapter. Our dads measured wells together. They started the Inwood measuring of the well recharge for, we didn't even have a watershed group then. They just thought it would be a good idea because there were some massive developments being threatened. One of the sweet things we shared is that Carl and I also measured wells together for many years. And we recalled the fact that our dads did that together. He and Carl taught my son, Stanley and Carl taught my son Aaron to work. He got paid collecting some pollen for them, and they told him what they expected, and they didn't let him cut any corners, and he recognizes that today because he's a really hard worker, and he gives Carl some credit for those early lessons. Carl and I, as I moved around the country, I also wound up on the Klamath National Forest, and Carl, I got many, many late night calls from Carl about projects and talking through things and how we were managing the woods and his concerns and his support. It went both ways. When we were working on the forest plan renewals, I know he was a member of the Shasta Trinity working group, but he also contributed to the Klamath group. My mother and Carl and Stan and others in the Inwood area worked very hard to prevent a major subdivision, which would have changed life as we know it here. And so he and my mother became very, very close friends, and Stanley. And sometimes when Carl was a bit off, sometimes he'd call my mother, "My family's driving me crazy. Can I come and stay?" And he would come and stay with my mother because she understood him. And they were especially close. As I was reflecting on Carl's life, I really can't think of anyone who isn't getting paid who spent more of his life looking out for the health of our earth.
Yes.
He dedicated hours and hours and hours and hours. The last 10 years was through the Bear Creek watershed, but it was hours and hours before that. Reading, thinking, providing written input, attending meetings. I mean, there wasn't much that he wasn't involved with in our area. We know him as a scientist. You've already gotten a glimpse. He was also a poet and a little bit of a mystic, especially when it came to Native American things. I remember one particularly poignant time. That was his nickname, so you know that's Carl. I called him Boggs. That had its own story. He knocked on our door the morning of his mother's funeral and was holding Shasta daisies. And he said to me, he said, "I'm here. I'm showing you how to get through these times, moving to the head of the line." And so we had his mother's funeral and his dad's. And Stanley and Carl, at my dad's funeral, they picked up the words for my mother when she couldn't quite get through everything she was going to say. They stood up for her at my dad's funeral. And we've had some really good times at the Inwood Cemetery, thinking about our people and our times, and knowing that a piece of us would be there too. Toward the end of Carl's time, I had a chance to tell him, to thank him for his clarity, his intellect, his calmness, and still showing me the way. And I think of him. I know we will all remember Carl in our own ways. He was a very memorable person. I told him that every time I saw pollen on a beautiful flower, I would remember him. And every time we had a community potluck, I would especially remember him because he loved the potlucks. And I think he really would have approved of this whole event today.